A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words appear, a Netflix comedy special. A sign on a theater reads, Paramount. On the theater marquee, words read, Stavros Haukias, sold out. Five women on motorcycles pull up. Stavros, wearing only a towel around his waist, runs out of the theater and grabs a floral patterned shirt from one of the women.
Oh my God, you saved my life, thank you.
No, thank you for having sex with me and my friends all night last night.
Right, that was cool.
You're like no one else I've ever been with. You're like a god.
That's awesome, but I have the show, so bye girls.
A couple of the women blow kisses as he runs back into the theater.
You fat rascal.
Inside the theater.
Without further ado, Stavros Haukias!
Stavros, wearing the floral shirt and white jeans, saunters on stage. The title appears, Stavros Haukias, Fat Rascal.
How are we doing? How are we doing, gang, huh? This is fucking sick. Sit down. Stop it, holy shit.
Stavros looks around.
This is hilarious, huh? Look at this place. We don't belong here. You and I don't belong here. You motherfuckers have never been in a balcony before in your lives. Slipknot t-shirt in the fucking orchestra. Damn, the whole GameStop management team came through. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck. Can you get me a deal on a PS5? Boys, what's up? How many GameCube trade-ins did you guys fucking cash in to sit in those seats? How am I looking? You like the fit, huh? Aren't you? You know what it's like for a man like me to wear white jeans, you know? Weak stream, short penis, you know the nerve-wracking piss I just took? Just fully, just hamstrings fully extended. Ah, fuck. Trying to get my penis just completely, just dripping directly over the bowl. I mean, these guys wore their best cargo shorts. I might as well have put on my best outfit as well for the special taping. I'm sorry, we're more alike than we are different, boys. I don't mean to shit on you. You're my guys. Fun to be in Austin. Hilarious town. Very funny place. It sucks. You guys know that, right? You know this town is dog shit. Don't get me wrong. Used to be cool. You know what I mean? Used to be the kind of place you might catch a couple cowboys sucking each other off on roller skates, you know? Something fun. Something quirky. Kind of shit that would make the rest of Texas mad, you know? But not anymore, dude. Now it's a bunch of tech dorks ruining the whole place. Bunch of WeWorks and losers with whoop straps, you know? Really? You need to know your blood oxygen level to code? Why do you need to know that? Why are you in an ice bath? You work for Amazon. It's not. Tech has never helped us one time. They haven't improved our lives. They haven't invented shit. Here's how every tech company gets successful now. Here's the secret. They're like, hey, you know that thing that already exists? What if we don't pay people to do it? What if we just...
He shrugs.
You know how taxi drivers can afford to feed their families? What if they couldn't?
He leans forward.
And that was the pitch for Uber, basically. That was it. Some VC guy was like, holy shit, that's awesome. Some decrepit billionaire hanging upside down getting a Puerto Rican teenager's blood pumped into his heart directly. So yeah, man, that's all. Give that guy $1 trillion for that idea. But they have, every time they advertise a new app, it's always so positive and bubbly, even though the thing is very sinister if you think about it. It's always like, we know times are tough here in America. That's why we created Harvest. Did you know you have 2 kidneys? Seems kind of unnecessary, doesn't it? Well, with Harvest, your second kidney can be your first step towards financial freedom. And these, like, the tech CEOs, everyone sucks those guys off. Everyone pretends like they're geniuses. They're fucking dumb as shit. Like, everyone sucks Elon off. I don't get it. I don't think that guy's that smart. I think people think he's smart because they can't place his accent. I think that's it. I think people are like, whoa, what is this guy? From England? From the future? What is that?
He froze his brow.
I should listen. Yeah, I mean, he's embarrassing himself with Twitter, right? Running into the ground, just blowing it completely. He bought Twitter because he likes tweeting. That's how poor people spend money, you know? You give me $40 billion, I'm not buying Pornhub, you know what I mean? Yeah, I like jacking off. I don't know how to code or anything like that. I buy Pornhub, I'm like, yeah, put my comments to the top. Make sure everybody sees my shit. Nice breasts, Lisa Ann.
He mimes typing on a keyboard.
Do you want to hang out sometime? No? Delete her account. I own Pornhub. His other ideas don't make any sense to me either. You know, he was going to solve traffic with a one-lane underground tunnel.
He shakes his head.
A baby could tell you that's not going to work. A baby with a Hot Wheels track could tell you there's some problems with that idea. My favorite Elon idea, though, is Neuralink. Neuralink's a chip that goes directly into your brain, connects you directly to the internet. You know the internet, the thing you wish you were more connected to. He tried out a bunch of monkeys, they all killed themselves. That happened? And he was just like, nah, 4 months, we'll be ready to go for humans, no problem. I don't know about you guys, I would never put a chip in my head. That's crazy. Right? There's no way, because it's like, a company is not going to make you smarter. What's going to happen is your childhood memories are going behind a paywall. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be sitting reminiscing one day, all of a sudden you're just going to hear, to unlock Amanda's breasts, please update your debit card information. Getting jacked off on the school bus is a platinum level memory. You're gonna try and remember the last time you and your father connected and a Spotify ad is gonna start playing? This tearful reconciliation is brought to you by Burger King. I just hate what tech companies do to cities, what they do to awesome cities. I mean, you guys are experiencing it right now. Sucks, dude. Like, anytime a tech company moves into a cool city, they won't rest until they've turned it into a series of breweries and climbing gyms connected by Lime scooters. They won't solve the homelessness they cause, but they'll make sure you can zip on past it. They won't give them houses, but they'll make them blurry. It's not just tech cities I hate, though. Some cities I hate just because they suck, right? I mean, Phoenix, dog shit town on its own. You know, just too hot, very racist over there. They're real racist against Mexicans in Arizona in general. And it's like, you know, racist people like the idea of people belonging somewhere. And it's like, all right, well, then who do you think belongs there? You think it's the pink motherfuckers that get melanoma scraped off their shoulders every 3 months? You think John McCain is indigenous to Phoenix? Going to Arizona being racist against Mexicans is like going to Disney World and being like, what the fuck are all these cartoons doing here? What the hell is this? I'm trying to ride the teacups with my white family. Why does Goofy keep trying to sell me pupusas? Yeah, Phoenix also the first place anybody told me I wasn't white. That happened there. Guy came up to me after a show and he was like, hey man, that joke where you said you were white, that was weird. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? I'm Greek. And he was like, exactly. He was accusing me of stealing white valor, you know? And I left that interaction, I was like, man, that guy's dumb as hell. And then I went to Greece and I was like, hold on, he might be on to something, actually. Because I went to Greece and everybody in Greece is like this little hairy loudmouth, you know? Very tan, olive skin, touchy-feely, lot of jewelry, lot of emotions, act really gay but are homophobic. If you think about it, we're pretty much Arabs, right? Like, we check off a lot more Arab boxes than we do white boxes. That's all I'm saying. So how did Greek people become white in America? And I think the answer is white people wanted ancient Greece on their resume. I think that's what it is. I think we're dealing with a case of white stat padding here. I think white people were like, democracy, the Olympics, philosophy, dibs. Don't even think about it, Arabs.
He points his finger.
Kind of a similar move they pulled with Jesus, right? I mean, we all know he was a little brown guy, for sure. 100%. He looked a lot more like a day laborer than the guy you're thinking of right now. White people were like, nah, the Savior's ours, and guess what? He's a piece of ass, too. Blonde hair, blue eyes, abs for some reason. That's right, God is white, and guess what? You're gonna wanna suck him off, too. I don't know why they made him so fuckable. I don't understand. You gotta hand it to ancient Greece, though, an incredible civilization. Imagine being so successful as a civilization that 3,000 years later, your descendants face less racism. That's crazy. Some guy 3,000 years ago sculpted a marble penis so beautiful that it is now easier for me to get a bank loan than a Latino man. That's good craftsmanship. You have to admit that. It's the mark of a master. So I don't really like visiting a tech city, a rich city, a hot city. I like trashy cities. I like bottom of the barrel. Give me Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Every woman in Tampa is like the hottest waitress in a bowling alley, you know? It's like, you're hot, but you're here. I've had very enriching experiences with the people of Tampa. I was at a show once. I was doing a show. There was an older woman in the crowd, maybe in her mid-60s, and she was being very disruptive. She kept, like, yelling out. It was very annoying. And when the show was over, I was so happy it was done. I got a car immediately. I'm sitting on this park bench waiting for the guy to show up. He's taking forever. And then here comes this lady from the show, this older woman, sits down next to me. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to make small talk with this unstable person for a little bit. And we're chatting. I look at my phone. The guy's lost. He's even further away now. So I start making out with this old lady, you know? She gave me the look. I don't know what you want from me. But she also taught me a very important lesson, you know? It turns out sometimes whores just get old, right? Like, they're not all going to be grandmas, it turns out. That's very ageist and sexist of me to think. What? You turn 60, all of a sudden you gotta start baking cookies? No, not necessarily. Some women are fighting the good fight deep into their golden years. Giving over the pants hand jobs through arthritic knuckles. And that's a lesson I could only learn in Tampa, Florida, folks. I like a trashy city. I like a fat city. I feel at home there. Yeah, dude. Give me any city where if you eat the regional cuisine every day, you will die, right? Buffalo, Wisconsin. Give me a town where if you visit a man's home, you will see the indentation he's left in his couch, right? Where the titties are hefty. Where you suck on the wrong pair of breasts, you might need to see the chiropractor afterwards. I love those kind of places. So I like it. It's fun traveling, getting a different vibe for each local culture. That part's cool. That part's awesome about being on tour. I just hate the physical travel. I was going to Vancouver earlier last year, and I forgot you have to fill out a bunch of forms when you work in a foreign country, and I just didn't have them, right? I just did not. Wasn't supposed to be entering. So I was like, nah, I still got to get in, so I'm going to have to lie to the border guy. I was like, I know what I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him I'm here for a girl, right? Because in my mind, he was going to be like, sick, dude, nice. In my mind, he was going to be like, oh, fellow pussy getter, come right in. What are you doing in the regular line, pal? Come on. So I tell him, like, I'm here for a girl, and he doesn't give a fuck, of course. He's like, okay, where'd you meet this woman? I was like, the internet? He's like, the internet? You never met her in person? I was like, no, I met her one time, just folding immediately.
He frowns.
I was like, okay, how old is this woman? 28? He just looked at me for a while. He was just like, this woman is over 18, right? Right, yeah, he thought I was a pedophile, which, you know, did hurt my feelings. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But at the same time, I was sweating. I was nervous. I had this hair. I had these glasses, right? I saw how he got there. I didn't like it, but I could read the roadmap, right? Just really hurt my feelings. He thought I was like a stupid pedophile, you know? He thinks I'm the kind of pervert where you're like, why come to the country? It's like, well, to fuck the kids.
He takes small, dainty steps.
Come on, dude. Either call me stupid or a pedophile, not both. That same trip coming back from Vancouver was the worst travel experience I've ever had in my life. I'd been on the road for 3 months in a row, 12 weeks, hadn't been home. I was so homesick that I had a 6 p.m. flight. I changed it to 6 a.m. last minute, cost $1,000. I had to bump up the first class. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to do this. I need to get home. I just got to do it. I got to get home 12 hours earlier. So I stay up all night to make sure I don't miss this flight. Get to the airport, it's delayed, right? So now my connecting flight, I only have a half hour to make an international connection, which is usually not enough time, but I was like, nah, fuck that, dude. We're doing this, right? So I'm huffing and puffing through this whole airport. I'm elbowing the elderly out of the way. I'm like, excuse me, sir, I have to be high on my couch. Instead of high right here, right now. I'm doing that embarrassing little roller bag trot. You know, I don't care. I'm getting home. I don't care what the optics are. So I get there. By some miracle, I make it to my gate. 6 minutes to spare. I'm the only one from my flight that made it. I'm feeling so triumphant. I'm out of breath. I go to the girl at the little kiosk. I show her my boarding pass. She's a trainee. Tries to scan it. Can't get it to work. And in my head, I'm like, can't even get a fucking boarding pass to work? Maybe you ain't cut out for Delta, sweetheart. You know? I'm feeling cocky right now. She calls her coworker over. She tries to scan it. She can't get it to work. She looks at it. She's like, doesn't look like you're on this flight. And I was like, no, I'm on the flight. So please check again. She checks. She's like, I don't see you. I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Right under my breath, like a gentleman. And then she goes, sir, don't use profanity at my kiosk. I was like, you're a kiosk. You're an hourly Delta employee, lady. I don't have to respect you, okay? I do, don't get me wrong, but she's kind of pushing the limits of the social contract by talking to me like my middle school teacher. That's all I'm saying. Still, I'm trying to make the flight, so I play along. I say the right words, but I say them like a dickhead. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It won't happen again, right? A little cunty, I know, but I've been up all night. I'm running off Red Bulls and Canadian pussy juice at this point, which is not a hearty enough meal for this level of travel complication. That's all. So she's like, huh, you know, it looks like they just kicked you off the flight. Like she's sharing a fun little tidbit with me. I'm like, obviously they can't do that. And she's like, actually they can. Actually, I could shit in your mouth, but do you see how that would be rude?
He glares.
Even though technically it is possible. But I'm like, all right, dude, keep calm. It's all right. You're flying to New York City, major city. I'll be on a new flight in an hour. I'll eat McDonald's in two airports. It's not the end of the world. And then she looks up my next flight, and she's like, okay, your next flight is going to be in 4 hours to Minneapolis, and 4 hours after that, you're going to fly to New York. So now I'm getting home 2 hours after the flight I paid $1,000 not to be on, and I just lost it. I was like, no, fuck that, Samantha. You're going to put me on this fucking flight. You've been treating me like an asshole all morning. You have no empathy. You're bad at your job. You're not pulling off the pixie cut. I don't know who told you you were.
He points at her.
And it's true, she didn't have the bone structure for it. She's like, sir, calm down. I'm going to call the police. I was like, the police for this? You can't call the police for this. And it turned out it was actually very easy for her to call the police, which I was not expecting. So I changed my tune immediately. I'm like, hey, Samantha, I'm really sorry about...
He lowers his head and stares at the floor.
All that stuff I was saying earlier.
I'm having a bad day. Do you think maybe I could get on the flight, please?
She won't even make eye contact with me, so I go right back at her. I'm like, you're a fucking piece of shit, Samantha!
He scowls.
You think you'd get a promotion for this? You're gonna die at this kiosk, right? I'm fucking losing it. People are like shielding their children's eyes from me. Eventually her boss comes. Her boss is also a bitch, but she's a professional bitch, you know? She's like, look, we had a problem with your bag. This is the fastest way we could get you home. It's either this or you wait a whole extra day. So I was like, all right, fine, cool. She's like, okay, great. So you understand you're not gonna get on this flight though, right? It's like, well, it left, so yeah, I understand the basic laws of time and space, if that's what you're asking me.
He shifts his weight from side to side.
She's like, great, you've calmed down. We don't have to get the police involved. It's like, you never had to get the police involved. Your coworker was overreacting. Really, because she said you called her a dumb bitch repeatedly. Is that true?
His eyebrows raise.
I don't remember. So she's gonna go call the cops, tell them not to bother showing up. But by the time she can get there, it's already been a half hour since Samantha called them, and they're already on their way. And what I see when I look to my left coming towards me is two grown men riding bicycles. I see two cops on bikes, little shorts, little helmet. Helmet, you're worried about a high-speed collision in Terminal E, you fucking assholes. So they pull up. I'm not trying to antagonize anyone. I start laughing, right? Because I saw something stupid, right? She thinks I've lost my mind. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, they're on bikes, right? Like, she's going to be in on it. Like, she's going to be like, I know, fucking idiots. Instead, she goes, sir, I thought we talked about your attitude. I was like, they're on bikes. That's funny. That's outdoor transportation. Come on. She didn't find it funny. You're not going to believe this. The cops really didn't find it funny. They were actually pretty rude to me after that. But I get that, too, right? These are airport cops. That's a tough job, right? There's cameras everywhere. You can't even do hate crimes, which is one of the big perks of the job, as I understand it. So these guys haven't accosted a black teenager in a while, and they're grumpy, right? They're taking it out on me. So they take my license, they take my passport, they just make me sit there for 40 minutes with no ID, sweat it out. Eventually they come back, and they're like, sir, due to your conduct this afternoon, you've been placed on a problem passenger list here in Canada. You're gonna be extra careful when you go through security and customs from now on. And it turns out they were fucking with me, I think. I've been to Canada since, no one cares. But at the time, I was freaking out because I had a ton of drugs in my bag. I had a bunch of edibles, I had a bunch of mushrooms. I was like, damn, is Canada about to get me this hard? Am I gonna miss my flight and have to throw my drugs away? And I thought about it, I was like, no, fuck that, baby. USA, these colors don't run. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's right. These maple syrup drinking motherfuckers still got the queen on their money, okay? I'm pretty sure we told her great-great-grandfather to suck our dick, so I'm keeping my drugs, and guess what? I'm doing some right now. That's what I did right then and there. Took 40 milligrams of edibles. Honestly, had a pretty sick afternoon after that. I ran up a $90 tab at Hudson News, you know? I'm eating big Toblerones like they're corn on the cob, you know?
He mimes gnawing on an ear of corn, tossing it away and gnawing on another.
Mm. Finally, it's time for me to check into my next flight. And the lady at that kiosk, she's really nice. She's this cute little fat short lady. She's kind of like the Mario to Samantha's Wario, you know? And as I'm walking onto my next flight, she compliments my shirt. And I'm like, what is this lady talking about? Because like I said, this was at the end of 12 weeks of touring. I had no clean laundry left. The only thing I had left was this scar from the Lion King t-shirt that said, I'm surrounded by idiots on it. And that's when I kind of zoomed down, thought about what everybody else was seeing at the airport that day. Because I thought I was being perceived as a hero for consumer rights. But everybody else was seeing some fat, sassy Disney nerd in sweatpants just having a meltdown. You gotta put me out of my! I need to get to the Magic Kingdom! My next flight was a lot better than that. I joined the 10-foot high club. Yeah, which is when you beat off while the plane is still boarding. I was pretty relaxed for that one. Also, the last 2 years have been pretty unhealthy for me in general, not just the travel. I've been chubbing up big time recently. I've been doing that thing where it's like, I wonder what the chicken wings are like in Omaha, you know? Just telling myself little fat lies. Well, I simply must try the chocolate in Missouri. I mean, order Kit Kats like here.
He shrugs.
It's hard, dude. I'm trying to lose weight. It's difficult. You learn a lot about yourself when you're trying to lose weight, even places you're not expecting to. I was at a party the other night, and I was getting real drunk. I was getting real wasted. My friend comes out with a breathalyzer test. And he's like, let's blow into this. Let's see who the drunkest is. And it's like, fine, we can do that, but one of our friends is an alcoholic, so he's going to win, right? But of course, we all blow into it, and of course, the alcoholic, his name's Pete, he wins. He blows a .20. Right. A couple DUIs in the room? Yeah. Yeah, that's like 2% of your blood is alcohol. He's essentially a Michelob Ultra at that point. And everyone's just like, yeah, Pete! So fucked up! Pete, 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 Pete. No one's like, damn, we should get Pete some help, right? Doesn't cross anybody's mind. And that's when I realize I'm super envious of alcoholics. Right? Because that's the only disease that gets glorified that way. That's never had my disease. That's never had my addiction. I'm never going to be at a party and some guy comes out with a stethoscope and a Velcro cuff. Let's get everybody's blood pressure! Stop, 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 stop. 190 over 90, holy shit. I'm just shotgunning yoo-hoos the whole time. Like, let's fucking go. Yeah, I can tell I'm getting weight because the places I can shop, the list keeps shrinking. Like, say goodbye to Macy's, The Gap. I'm clinging on to Old Navy for dear life right now. I'm in Walmart. I'm a king in Walmart. I've been doing a little too much of my clothes shopping at a place that also sells motor oil. The final frontier when you're gaining weight as a man is the big and tall store. And the big and tall store is a lot like hypothermia. Because at the end of hypothermia, you stop feeling cold and your body just starts feeling warm and awesome. You know, it's basically just telling you to give up. That's what the big and tall store is like. Like, hey, buddy, come on, what are you doing? Get in here, come on. Stop fighting it. Come on, what is that? What are you counting calories? You gain 100 pounds and we got shirts in here, buddy. Come on. Come on. You're the least fat guy in this store. Come on. It rules. It's nice. These pants are literally from the big and tall store. It's nice being the least fat guy in a store, I have to admit. I feel like an heiress at the big and tall store. I'm like, these only come in 5X.
3 pounds.
Nothing for my dainty little 2XL frame.
He lowers his head.
Daddy won't be pleased.
He adjusts his glasses.
Yeah. The toilets, by the way, at the big and tall store deserve the Purple Heart. I don't know if you... I've never felt worse for an inanimate object in my life. Those boys are bolted into the ground deep, I'll tell you that much. That is not a standard bolt job. I'm willing to bet my life on that. They treat you nice at the Big and Tall store, you know? I mean, there's never any sales. They're like, okay, go somewhere else. But still, they know they got you, but still, the vibes are nice. They're doing something really funny at the Big and Tall store where there used to be two cuts. You know, the tall cut, a little extra length, right? And then there's the big cut. And we all know what big means. Somebody calls me big guy, it's like, all right, man, well, I'm 5'7", so I see what you're getting at with that one. But you gotta call it something, right? So call it the big cut. Except some brands have started calling it the prominent cut. That's really funny, right? Imagine you set me up on a blind date with someone, you're like, you are gonna love him. He is really prominent. Oh my God, is he a senator? Is he a CEO? No, he's had dessert every day for 4 months. Yeah. His doctor says he's morbidly prominent, actually. I find myself getting in the fat zone mentally a lot these days. Like, I find myself just getting high and replying to restaurants' Instagram stories.
He grins.
I used to flirt with girls on there, and now I just see a picture of ribs. I'm like, oh my God.
He mimes scrolling through his phone.
Those look succulent. Wake up, I've been left on red by a Korean barbecue restaurant. It's hard. It's hard getting so fat you can't comfortably watch yourself get head anymore. I feel like I'm behind a tall guy at a concert now.
He stands on his tiptoes.
Buddy, come on, what the fuck, dude? Come on.
He bounces on his tiptoes.
I need the same setup your barber uses to show you the back of your head. You know, I need like a...
He mimes holding up a mirror. He tilts the mirror down towards his crotch.
Nice, yeah. That's good.
He nods.
That's nice technique right there. I do want to lose weight, but I want to lose weight to feel better, you know? It's not about how I look, because honestly, I think I look sick. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, thank you. Legitimately, I just look in the mirror every day, I'm like, damn, that's a fucking stud right there, boy. That's a little pussy-eating rascal right there, dude.
He poses.
I like the way I look, dude. I like being fat. I like my hair. I like looking like a henchman in a Steven Seagal movie. This is a powerful look. A lot of you motherfuckers would crumble under the weight of this look. I like being short, too. 5'7"'s fun. You have a lot of power as a short man if you accept it. Yeah, for real. And truly, you can fuck with your friends so easily. Just pick a guy that's 2 inches taller than you, claim you're the same height, watch what happens. What the fuck, dude? No, I'm fucking tall. Huh? Yeah, dude, life is kind of hard for guys like us, isn't it? He will disintegrate, I promise you. Any women in here with short kings tonight? Nice, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for the community, girls. I want that to be the next trend. I want that to be the next wave, is women with little guys. Yeah, and I'm talking small, by the way. I'm talking pick him up and suck him off. I'm talking both hands on his butt cheeks, just...
He mimes holding a guy above his head and giving him a blowjob.
Legs dangling like he's on a roller coaster. Up there like a little scarecrow, just...
Opening his arms out wide, he glances down at his crotch, eyes closed, mouth open, he leans back.
That's my dream, dude. I'm trying to get crowed out. I need a female bodybuilder with something to prove.
He sways from side to side.
Anybody here been with a strong girl before, like a bodybuilder, CrossFit, anything like that? Yeah? How'd it go? Where'd you meet her?
Facebook.
Oh, nice. You were just... What group? What are you doing? Were you looking actively for a strong girl?
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude. That fucking rules. This guy's pretending he needs help with his deadlift form to get pussy. He's like, well, I don't know what it is. Are my knees not back enough? Nice, dude. And you guys went on a date. You hooked up? What?
So we went on a date. Everything was cool.
Okay.
I was kind of nervous to, like, be aggressive with her.
Sure, because she was stronger than you, right?
Yeah.
Because it was the first time it wasn't a sure thing, huh? It doesn't feel good being in a fight that isn't fixed, huh, pal? You whisper, you're like, I'm going to need you to take a dive in the second round. My masculinity needs this. Now, so what were the dynamics?
Hold on,
I know he's flushed her, but give him a chance. She's not here, she can't hurt you anymore, don't worry. You take dick pill. Okay, so you were dick pilled up. Just your penis wasn't even a dick anymore. It was more like a weapon. You were wheeled. And it was your only line of defense against this woman. That was much stronger than you. Watch out, I've got a hard dick.
He mimes holding his crotch.
Back you and those giant biceps. Back up, lady. There is so much Cialis in here right now, bitch. Okay, so you're hard but nervous is what you're saying. Which is a very funny combination to be handshaking, dick on cobalt. That's awesome, dude. So you're hard but you're sweating. Okay.
I ended up getting scared because I couldn't breathe at one point and I couldn't let her know that that was happening.
You had to tap during sex. She had you in a Kimura, dude. Dude, scared with a hard dick is one of the worst combinations I've ever heard in my life. But you survived it. You made it out. And did everybody bust?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Yeah. You were on all fours and she pulled your dick back and fucked you doggy style like that. That's how you made her come. That's beautiful, man. That's a beautiful love story that you got going on there. That's nice. I hooked up with a strong girl once. She was much stronger than me. She was a bodybuilder. It was awesome. I was going down on her. I just had these giant thighs wrapped around my head. I started seeing black spots. I was like, oh, my God, if I don't make this woman come, I'm going to die. There's a real thrill to eating pussy under duress, I have to say. I felt like I was on the bomb squad, you know? Just like...
He leans back, eyes closed, and sticks out his tongue. He moves his tongue in and out of his mouth. He moves his tongue faster.
It felt like the squirt locker in there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I haven't always been this confident in my body, I'll admit that. You know, when I was younger, I was very self-conscious. And the irony is that's when I looked the best, you know? Like, when I was 18, I was a little chubby, but I was a handsome kid. Like, if you showed 18-year-old me a picture of me now, he would start crying. He would be like, what? We never got it together? It's like, no, buddy, it's not what it looks like. Life rules, huh? We don't own a diner, I promise you. I used to think, when I was younger, I thought my body would ruin my relationships. And it turns out it's my personality that does that. I've learned that lesson over and over again. I'm pretty sad. You know, I can't get over the last girl I dated. It's been a while. I'm still kind of sad about it. Anybody here going through it? Breakup, heartache, anything like that? You? What's going on, dude? Freshly broken up with? Or you broke up with someone?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. So you, okay, I'm going to guess... You got broken up with. It's not your fault, but that is usually, it's pretty definitive if we're really honest with ourselves. So the person saying it's complicated usually is the one that got broken up with. But when you say a little bit of both, give me the nuance that I doubt was actually there.
She said the words, I kind of finished it.
Okay, great. Awesome. So what you're saying is someone was in the middle of breaking up with you. And you were like, she was like, Brian, I don't love you anymore. Me neither. I don't love you, actually. Actually, I'm the one who doesn't love you, so it's fucking cool. Wow, that was kind of awesome. We both think the same thing at the same time. So, yeah, get out of here now. That's awesome. I'm sorry to shatter your very thinly held reality just now, but you 100% got broken up with. You finished it. I've been there too. I'm sorry. I don't mean to shit on you. I do because you're dumb, but you're protecting yourself. It's okay. We all have to do that. How long are you guys together?
3.5 years.
Damn, yeah. How old are you?
33.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, tomorrow. Damn, sorry. Let's go celebrate the birthday. Get away from the traumatic breakup that I'm still lying to myself about. I'm sure it won't come up, and I'll have a beautiful night of laughter. It's for the best, babe. Don't worry. All right, well, listen. Can somebody suck this guy off? It's his birthday tomorrow. Come on.
He gestures towards the guy in the audience.
And that goes for anybody watching at home. We'll have his email address at the end credits. You guys ever been so heartbroken that you've had to confront your own racism? Has that ever happened to you guys? Because the girl that broke up with me, she's Korean, right? And when it happened, I was really devastated. Because I realized I took her for granted, and we could have had a really nice relationship, but I fucked it up. So I was so devastated. I was like, I'm just going to get high. I'm just going to watch some Netflix for like a week. I'm going to let this wash over me, right? So I was like, all right, let me watch something fun. I haven't seen Squid Games yet. Let me check this out. And I could not watch Squid Games because just seeing any Korean person made me sad. Which is ridiculous, I know that. Right? A white woman's never broken up with me, and I'm like, no more Frasier. Right? A black girl's never called it off, and I'm like, there goes the NBA this season. See you next October, Giannis. I don't know what to do now. I think I might try being a side bitch. That seems kind of fun. No one's really cheating with me right now, but I am monitoring a couple situations. You ever see a girl you like post something with her boyfriend, you just want to give it a thumbs down? You just be like, no. Stop hitting milestones with him. You're on my sexual watch list. I'm just camped out at the building across from her DMs, just waiting.
He mimes aiming a rifle.
Uh-oh, crying selfie. Men ain't shit. Take the shot! You're a beautiful queen. I will never treat you like that!
He holds the rifle steady.
It's none of my business, but you deserve so much better! Do you like the Cheesecake Factory? And now we wait. I'm trying to be better about dating in general. I was kind of a dickhead in my 20s. Just kind of inconsiderate, bad at communicating. And it's funny the mental gymnastics you'll go through to convince yourself you're not mistreating a woman as a dirtbag. Like, well, I see her 3 times a week. I've met her mom. I bust inside every time, but she knows it ain't that serious. I mean, come on, I never send her any heart emojis. She gets it. That's really what I thought was clear communication, was no hearts. So I was like, well, we're not serious, no hearts. Which is so dumb, right? Imagine you wake up next to someone, you know, have a beautiful morning, talk about your hopes and dreams, and then an hour later you just hit her with the hang loose emoji. You're like, hope you got home safe, surfing guy.
He mimes posing on a surfboard.
So dumb. I'm kind of all over the place right now. I'm dating a lot of girls in open relationships. It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's like a girlfriend Airbnb where it's like, well, I'm not on the lease, but I'll pop in for the weekend. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes you've made a new friend and she'll have sex with you. That's a pretty cool friend in my book, but yeah, sometimes it can go wrong. I thought I really wanted to be sexualized. You know, I was like, I want to be treated like an object. You know, and then it happened to me and it fucked me up, to be honest. I hooked up this one girl in an open relationship. She was into fat guys, straight up. She was using me for my body. She was going to come over. We were going to have sex. That was the whole plan. But, you know, I'm a good host, right? I'm gonna put out a couple snacks, a little wine, you know? So she comes over. We start chatting. I start getting to know her a little bit. And I can tell that she's instantly annoyed with me. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll
pull my penis out, and
5 minutes later, I'm getting head, and I'm just like...
Glowering, he folds his arms across his chest.
You know, she didn't even touch the Greek salad I made for her. I mean...
He scowls.
Have an olive, for Christ's sake.
He glances up.
Those were heirloom tomatoes.
He looks up, shakes his head, and shuffles away.
You know, I really should put this in some Tupperware. Give me a second here. I do want to be in a serious relationship, though. I do want to give that a shot. And I feel good about my odds. You know, I'm 34. It's about to be divorce season for girls my age. Yeah. Yeah. I might get myself a little certified pre-owned wife, you know? Show up at the wife store, the guy's like, buddy, you're never gonna believe this. Last guy, closeted homosexual. Barely put a dent in that pussy.
Shaking his head, he brings his hand to his hip.
Oh my God. I'll take her. What a steal. Don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna change my lifestyle. I'm still gonna be a fat little slut, but if somebody cool comes around, great, we'll give it a shot. Until then, I'm gonna keep getting my titty sucked. You can take a slutty lifestyle too far, though, I'll admit that. I recently installed a sex mirror in my home. It was initially to open up the space. I was reading some design blogs, but still, I hung up this giant mirror in my bedroom and I was like, hey, wait a second. Be pretty cool to watch yourself fuck in one of these. And it turns out it sucks, actually. I thought it would be awesome because in my head, I thought I fucked cool, you know? In my head, I thought I fucked like...
With his hand on his hip, he thrusts his pelvis.
Regal, powerful, you know? And then I watched myself actually fuck in real time, and it looked a lot more like a raccoon had tripped a floodlight. I was just like... Ah, no.
Bending over, he scowls.
No, that's what I look like. No.
Just sweaty, splotchy, hunched over. Tits hanging low, dude. Like, a shape I didn't know my tits could be. Just.
He looks down.
With the most pathetic little strokes you've ever seen in your life. Just.
He thrusts his pelvis.
My face just like...
He scrunches up his face and moves his tongue in and out of his mouth.
It's like, that's what women see when they fuck me? They see that and they're like, hell yeah, dude, nice.
He gives a thumbs up.
It's crazy.
He takes a step back and shifts his weight from side to side.
I don't really have a type, but I feel like I'm certain people's type. A lot of bi girls are into me, which... Yeah, I love it. It's fun. There's no real pressure to stay hard, you know? It's like, well, looks like we're just a couple lesbians now. Looks like we're gonna be finger popping all night, baby girl. If you do hook up with people you know very well, you know, you should use a condom, of course. Sometimes a condom breaks, though, and that's very scary. Except at first. Because at first you're like, whoa, she just did something really cool. What?
He froze his brow.
Did she just hit the NOS button on her pussy?
He leans back.
Whoa, dude. Oh, I feel like Paul Walker right now, dude.
He shakes. He paces from side to side.
Anybody here doing anything fun? Anybody here pegging, getting pegged, any of that? Yeah, we got some peggers in the crowd, nice. I've never been pegged. I'm not against it, I'm just saving it for marriage. I just feel like the first person who fucks my ass should be my wife. Call me old fashioned. What can I say, I was raised Greek Orthodox. Greek Orthodox means I'm also uncircumcised, yeah. Oh, nice. We've got a fan in the building. Thing. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's okay. Hang out. Stick around. yeah, I'm. You know, some people. There's a stigma. Not for some people. You know. I mean, she's all for it. I've never really experienced any problems. One girl wouldn't give me head because I'm uncircumcised, and that felt like discrimination, you know? There's no way to treat a proud Mediterranean American. For the most part, people are cool, you know? For the most part, if I get any reaction, what I get is interested surprise. Like, I get what happens if you give a white trash person sushi, you know? Like,
miming, he holds a piece of sushi, examines it, shrugs, and pops it in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. There was one time, though, where my uncircumcised penis was a problem. And this is very early on in my sexual career. This was with my college girlfriend. And it was my fault, I'll be honest. I don't have a good uncircumcised penis. I have a finicky penis. Foreskin's a little too tight. Think about trying to get a fat toddler in a baby's turtleneck.
Like, he mimes trying to pull a top over his head.
This won't go down all the way, you know? My dick's always kind of hanging out like this. Like, what's up, dude?
He covers the lower half of his face with his hand.
What's going on, playboy?
His eyebrows raise.
My dick's a lot like the neighbor from Home Improvement, you know? So I'm with my college girlfriend, and, you know, she wanted to take things slow, and that was cool with me. I didn't have sex in high school, so I was like, however long will you need, but eventually I get pussy, please. I need it. And things were going great. We had a good relationship. We really liked each other. Things were progressing nicely. And eventually, I had amassed enough boyfriend tokens to get jacked off. Tried to trade them in. I was like, how about a blowjob? She was like, hand job. Like, it was Chuck E. Cheese. We're like, can I have that helicopter? Vampire teeth, you know. You know how many tickets you have, kid.
He adjusts his glasses.
Still, I was thrilled to be getting a hand job. And so we're hooking up, and it's not going great. She hasn't seen a lot of dicks, let alone a fucked up dick like mine. And she doesn't have the proper finesse approach it requires. So anytime I'm even close to coming, she just like yanks on it too hard. And I'm just like, And I don't have the self-esteem at this point in my life to be like, hey, this is one of the worst things anyone's ever done to me. Can you please stop? So we're both just suffering through this horrific hand job. It's taking forever. It's taking like 45 minutes, you know? Yeah, she switched arms a bunch of times. I can see the fatigue in her eyes. She's trying everything, though. To her credit, she's a real trooper, right? At a certain point, she just starts jacking me off with her lower body, where her hand is on my penis, but all the locomotion is happening.
He squats.
With her legs, you know? She gives me like a full body bounce at one point.
He bounces as he mimes giving a hand job.
Finally, by some miracle, I'm about to bust. And I don't know how your guys' dicks work, but I have kind of similar physics to a super soaker. So the more pumps, the more velocity. And I've been getting pumped for quite some time here. So she's staring down the barrel of my penis and I'm about to come, and she can tell, because I'm like, yes, finally, finally, yes, yes, please, please, please. And in that moment, she freaks out. She maybe can sense what's about to happen, aims it away from her, and I just get a rocket coming back at me. And the first time a woman ever made me come, it ended up in my own eye.
He mimes wiping his eyes.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, awesome. Exactly how I thought it would go. I'm just sitting there watching my little ass dick shrink in her hand. And by the way, I don't care that my dick is small, okay? The bigger the dick, the closer to hell as far as I'm concerned. You and those danglers dancing with the devil, not me, baby. I'm high and tight near our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you guys very much. That's going to do it for me.
He waves.
So sick, guys. Thank you. Love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Audio description by Post House VSI Los Angeles. Audio description scriptwriter Mari Morrison. Audio description narrator Jonathan Bradley. Credits appear. Written and performed by Stavros Halkias. Executive producers Stavros Halkias, Ben O'Brien,
directed by Ben O'Brien, produced by Danny Harrod, producer Willie Rockefeller, director of photography Derek Gildersleeve, edited by Matthew Powell, cast Biker Girlfriend, Amanda Weaver, Bikers Caitlin Connolly, Marwa Galil, Aureli Tovius, Liana McFadden. Other credits follow. A logo appears. Stabby Baby Enterprises.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.